Okay, good evening everybody. Tonight we're continuing with Simon Shindong, remember our second to last night of Tehillah Gimel of Mishabru. We already started Seif Aleph last night, and Seif Aleph is discussing if a person is lost in the desert and they have no idea when Shabbos is, they don't know, they lost track of what day it is. So we said they count 6 days, and the seventh day they should treat as Shabbos as far as Kiddush Havdalah and Tefillah are concerned. In the second line of Seif Aleph, the Yesh Lo Mimal Disparnis, if a person has what to eat, Asilo Lassus Melacha Klala, Chilichu Mashi Yesh Lo, you're not allowed to do Melacha on any day until you finish whatever you have to eat. V'az Yasa Melacha B'chol Yom, Afil B'yom Shemekadish Bo, and then you do Melacha every single day, even on the day that you're treating as Shabbos, Kidei Parnasas Mitzumtzemes, just to give you the bare minimum that you're able to eat, because you don't really know that any day is more likely Shabbos than any other day. So therefore, you're only allowed to do the bare minimum on every single day, but that includes the day that you're randomly choosing to treat as Shabbos, because you don't really know that it's Shabbos any more than any other day. Let's see the Mishabur before we go weiter. Sif Katan Dalit, Vim Yeshlo, Hainu Afilu Ein Loki, Melacha Bial, Moshuva, Solasis Melacha, Eitzel Bnei Asher Yorilis, Daker, Bishvil, Tavshil, Teloin Kan Pikuach Nefesh. Even if you just have bread and you don't have any other food, you're not allowed to work just to have a more elaborate meal, just to be able to get more food, because that's not Pikuach Nefesh. You're only allowed to do work to provide yourself with basic sustenance. Mimalis Barnes, Tahainu, Mikaspo Shiyeshlo, if you have what to live off of, either you have money, or Shiyuchalimkar is a chayfet, or you're able to sell something, or Shiyuchalahasik ba'akafa mibnei ashayara, or you're able to get on credit from the other people in your group, Achiyagilim up in Yishuk, until you get to a place where you can, of civilization, or others are willing to give you gifts. So if you have what to eat, so then you're not allowed to work at all. Asurlo, Ratzalam, Rafim, Bukal Shesh Siyamim. Even on the other 6 days that you're not treating a Shabbos, you're not allowed to work. Da'kal Yomu Safik Shabbos, because every day is a Safik Shabbos. The Afal Gav, and even though Durov HaYomim Hu Yimeichol, even though most of the days are really weekdays, so I would have thought that we should go Basar Rov, and therefore each and every day we should say chances are it's not Shabbos, because there's a higher chance that it's a Yom Kol than it is at Shabbos, and therefore maybe you should be able to work all day long, and every day, Zemikri Kavua. No, the rule is Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadani, and this is considered to be Kavua, the Yom Shabbos Minka Lekalu, because everyone knows that what Yom Shabbos is. That's an interesting idea, that makes it Kavua, the fact that everyone knows what Shabbos is, but that's what the Mishabur says, that makes it Kavua. Kedei Parnasasu Mitzumtzemes, if you just have barely enough to live, Akol Yom Nami Ka'i, meaning you're only allowed to work enough to earn the bare minimum that you need to live. And that's going on all 7 days of the week. Sheino Rasha Distakar Mimlacha Yoser. You're not allowed to continue working more than the bare minimum of what you need to live for that day. You might have thought that the day that you're treating as Shabbos, the previous day, maybe you should work double so that you're able to provide for yourself for the day that you're considering Shabbos, so that you could avoid having to do Melacha on the day you're considering Shabbos. No, Gamkin Asur, even on the day you're treating as Friday, you're not allowed to work extra to Shema Yom Yom Shabbos, because maybe that Friday is really Shabbos. Ulamachariya Yom Chol, and the day you're treating as Shabbos, maybe is Sunday. So how can you be mechalal what might be Shabbos for something that's not pikuach nefesh? Aval kedei parnasa mutter shenogel pikuach nefesh. But whatever you need to be able to sustain yourself for that day, that's going to be mutter, because that relates to pikuach nefesh. Shem lo yasa malacha yamus b'midbar v'rav. Because if you don't do malacha, you'll just die of starvation. You have to do something in order to be able to live. Ubidyeved in hirviach biyom echad yoser mikedei parnasaso. Bidyeved, if a person profited more than he needs for that day, then the next day you're not allowed to do malacha until you finish up what you earned the previous day. So that's all as far as working in order to be able to have food. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes weiter and says, as far as traveling as you can each and every day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? What to leilich? Afilu kama parsaos shem yishar b'midbar liyolim yichal shabbos v'yamos be'aretz gzeira. Because if you're stuck in the midbar forever, then you're going to die. So you need to just keep on traveling to get yourself out of that situation. Afilu b'yom shem mekadesh bo. Even on the day that you randomly chose as Shabbos, you should travel. Kedei lemar laseis min hamidbar, to get out of the midbar as quickly as possible. Avol shari yisurim afilu ein rak shvus rabbanon asu laseis b'yom shvi'i shalo. However, other isurim, other malachos, even if they're only Yisurim Drabanan, you're not allowed to do on the day you're randomly treating as Shabbos. Obel Yerabba Mekel B'Shvus Afil B'Yom Zayin Shalok Kivin Du Rak Sveik Drabanan. However, the Yerabba says, you don't have to observe Drabanan because you don't know any day to be Shabbos. It's all a Safek, and, you know, like we said, it's more than a Safek. It's a Rov, but it's called Kavua, so we treat it like a 50-50 Safek. But on Drabanan, it's Safek Drabanan Lekula. Sif Beis. Hayodea Minayin Minyan Yom Sheyatzabo. If you know what day you left town, you don't know what day it is right now, but you know that you left town 3 days ago, that you embarked on your journey 3 days ago, let's say. The Shulchan gives an example. You know that it's the fourth day or the fifth day since you left town. But you don't know what day of the week it was when you left town. So then you're allowed to do malacha on the weekly anniversary of the day you left town every single week, because you know that's for sure not Shabbos. You never would have left town on Shabbos. So you don't know what day it is now, and it could be any day. It could be that you left town on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but you know for sure you didn't leave town on the Shabbos, and therefore every week on the anniversary of that day, you're allowed to do malacha because you know it's not Shabbos. So on day 8, day 15, day 22, 29, forever and ever, until you find your bearings back to civilization. Says the Mishpura Sivkatan Yud, Beza Yom Yatza, Valken Asu Lassus, Take of Malacha, Deshami Yatza, Yom Gimel, Vidalid, Vayom Yom Shabbos. So you can't do Malacha right now because maybe it's Shabbos. Vachem Yom Shishi Shvi, Deshami Yatza, Yom Alva Beis. Right? And throughout the time until you get to the 7 day anniversary or the 8 day anniversary of when you left, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Yom Shmini Litziaso, but on day 8, Avul Biyom, you're allowed to do Malacha, you're allowed to do Malacha because you know that wasn't Shabbos. Avul Biyom Tes, but on day 9, Asr, you're inviter, not allowed to do malacha. Dagam de derech latzeis min beis erev Shabbos. It's granted, it's not a normal thing to start a journey on erev Shabbos. So maybe you could say, come on, chances are I wouldn't have left town on a Friday. Dilma mikle shiara v'nafak erev Shabbos. But you might have, because maybe an opportunity arose and you felt like you needed to take advantage and to join that caravan that happened to leave. So maybe you left on an erev Shabbos. V'imken yom tes litziyasu hu Shabbos. And therefore, it's still possible that the ninth day after you leave is Shabbos. Avol b'yom ches v'chein b'leilo mutter. But the eighth day from when you left is for sure mutter, because there's no way a firm Jew would have left on Shabbos. V'kasu ha'achronim dim yachol asus melacha ba'usu yom she'yaspikol l'isparnis mizeh kol ha'shavua l'isparnis mizeh kol ha'shavua asu l'asus melacha kol ha'shavua. If you have one day that you know for sure is not Shabbos and you can manage to do enough melacha that day to support yourself for the rest of the week, then that's what you got to do. You got to do enough malacha that day to support yourself for the rest of the week and not do malacha on any of the other days, which might be Shabbos. Now, the one thing that the Mishnah Berurah did not discuss, and he discusses in Bir Halacha, is what do you do about tefillin? So he writes in Bir Halacha, Ulinyan tefillin near Linnaeus, Taiti de Chayv Laniach Bo, de Rov Hayam Mimechol, de Tzarkul Mezel Basaruba, that we follow the Rov, and Rov of the days are weekdays, and therefore you should put on tefillin all 7 days, even the day that you're randomly treating as Shabbos. What about the fact that we said it's not a Rov, it's called Kavua, Chmechsal, Naksidami? Fine, Safik Daraisa L'chumno, even if it's just a Safik, you got to put on tefillin when you're Mesupak. And then he says it's not like Yom Tov Sheni, where Chazal made a special takana to treat it like Yom Tov and not put on tefillin. There's no special takana, it's just a straight up Safik. So it's not like the Sveik of the Yom of Yom Tov Sheni. And then he says something fascinating. He says, plus there's a Svara to be Mechayiv in tefillin. Why are we Patur from tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos itself is an Os. What is the Os of Shabbos? That it's also Basiyas Malacha. But this guy's doing Malacha the same way on Shabbos as he's doing the rest of the week, Kedei Parnasaso. So he has no Os. If he has no Os, then he needs tefillin. So maybe that's why he would have to put on tefillin. So to summarize what we learned tonight, so first we said that even though a person who lost track treats the seventh day of Shabbos as far as Kiddush and Abdullah and Tefillah, he does does have to minimize malacha to the bare survival on all 7 days, but he could travel as far as possible on all 7 days. We then said if he knows how long ago he left on his journey, he can treat that day of the week as a vada yom chol, because there's no way he would have left on Shabbos, but all other days of the week, even the following the previous day, should be if you're cheshbening that you never would have left on Friday, you should treat it like Shabbos, you might have left on Friday. And then we said that the Bir Halacha says to put on tefillin every day because Safik Dal Raisa L'Chumra, and because you need an os since you don't have the os of Asiyas Malacha. It is interesting, maybe we'll make note of this tomorrow, that there's a Sharat Siyun on the bottom over here that goes through, very helpful Sharat Siyun, that he should have put it at the beginning of Chela Gimel, where he tells you in what siman to find each Malacha of Shabbos, because the Malachas are all over the place, you don't know where to find any of them. Only 33 of the Malachas are actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, but he tells you what siman to look at to find each of these Malachas. He has a whole list here in the Sharat Siyun, so it would have been helpful at the beginning of Chela Gimel. He sticks it all the way at the end. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for learning together this evening.